Today's daf is daf chof tet. We're holding in the middle of a rather complex sugya. It started off easily enough because we had the question in the Mishnah of what exactly is meant when you say harenitiyota elu korban achi yikatzit. We ended up having two basic approaches. I mean, because the implication is what? Ein lehem pidyon forever. What does that mean? How could they not have a pidyon forever? So Bar Pada said what it means is the pidyon isn't going to help them until yikatzit. So that if you're paid to them, because of the fact that you added in those extra words, actually, katsetsu, what you mean to do is to be chayzer and mekadesh them, so that the pidyon basically gets you nowhere. You'll be paid, it'll go right back into Agdash. You'll be paid again, right back into Agdash. Once it's actually katsetsu, once it's nikatsu, you're paid it and it's over. Again, poda may mean two different things. In other words, poda could mean you literally gave it to Agdash. Or we had, according to Rabbi Meir, if you make something a konen klali, then that's the equivalent of hekdesh. So you're chayim ha-me'ila, you could be paid, and so on. But either pshat, it still boils down to the same thing. Now, Ula says, no. And the second pshat in Ula, the Rav Moshe Katovi's pshat, which is the way that most seem to learn the sugya, is that Ula argues on this whole idea. And Ula basically says that there's no such thing as padan chazrot v'kadoshot, and that therefore the meaning of achi katsetsu, what the guy was trying to say, is that they shall be kadosh only until yikatsetsu. Therefore, once they're nitsetsu, they don't even require a pidyon because it's over. Whatever hekdesh was there is over. Now that was just the pirush in the Mishnah. Things started to get complicated when Rav Amnuna attacks Ula and says, well, how can it be such a thing that something that's kodesh doesn't require pidyon? I mean, where would the kedusha go to? I mean, that would be like saying to a woman, you're my wife today, but not tomorrow. And you would still need a get, wouldn't you? Rava responded to that. Let's keep our names straight. Bar Pada was the one who said that the meaning of the mission is they'll keep becoming kodesh again, and that after ketzitza it requires pidyon. Ula was the one who said, after Ketzitza doesn't require pidyon. Rav Amnuna attacks Ula and says, you can't just have Kedusha disappear into the wild blue yonder. There needs to be something that's going to take it off. Rava turned around and said, you cannot bring a raya from the case of a Kedushas Isha, because that's the equivalent of Kedushat HaGuf. And Kedushat HaGuf, I understand, you actually made something a carbon. It's not going to just disappear on its own. But if you're talking about Kedushat Damim, the value is Hegdish, so what's the problem? It's just the value is Hegdish up until such and such a time. That's like giving somebody a gift up to such and such a time. You can give somebody property, and you can say it's yours for this amount of time, and after that it goes to the next guy, remember? And then whatever the next guy, whatever's left in it, the next guy gets. So therefore, Kedushat Damim says Rava should be okay. Now, so far that seems pretty straightforward, but the problem is that today we're smack bang in the middle of the daf of the day. Omele Abaya, I disagree. Ugdushat HaGuf lo pak'a b'chdi. Your answer for Ula's position was that we're talking about Kedushat Damim. But Einar Chinami, if it would be Kedushat HaGuf, we could never have said what Ula said, that Kimon Shenikzitzu, you don't require a pidyon. Of course you wouldn't require a pidyon if it's Kedushat HaGuf. Says Abaya, I don't see that that's true. Even Kedushat HaGuf can actually just disappear. Because look at this bride, Vatanya. Shor ze ola, kol shloshim yom, la'ach shloshim yom shlamim. You would try to make now something a korban oyla for 30 days, and after 30 days, it should be a korban shlamim. So fine, so kol shloshim yom ola. That's exactly what happens. For 30 days, it's an ola, and after the 30 days, it's a shlamim. Now, to change a carbon from a carbon ola to a carbon shlamim, one being kedusha et kachi kadashim, or one being kachim kali, the kedusha's got to disappear, basically. So, where'd the kedusha go? Vamai, kedushat haguf nino. Now, this is kedushat haguf, it's carbon ola, and it just disappeared, it turned into a shlamim. Went down. Where did the Kedusha disappear to? Poka b'chdi. Says Rabbi, why are you jumping to conclusions? What makes you think that it means that it's Kedushat HaGuf? Maybe what it means is that this is a Baal Mum, The shor was a bal mum. And you're saying, look, I'm giving the shor, I understand I can't actually bring it as a korban ola, but what I can like to do is sell it, use its money for an ola. The value is an ola if you handle it in the next 30 days. If you don't handle the next 30 days, then it should be a shlum. So basically, we've agreed until now that kedushat damim is paka, 50. So that's what it's talking about over here.
Is that a self-imposed limit? That it's an ola only for the next 30
days? He said
days?
It, yeah. He imposed it. So the man who donated it.
He could say for a year.
Yeah.
Just as easily.
Okay. That's right. But you see from here that he can say.
He can actually say.
Now, let's assume for a moment that this is correct. But he said the dummy. That only answers Rava. Now, the question was that Rava said, don't compare this to Kedushat Isha. We're talking about Kedushat Damim. It does not answer the original opinion of Bar Pada. Right? In other words, Rav Amnuna is saying to Ula is, well, Bar Pada is right. Of course you have to be Podad. So even if he were talking about a case of Kedushat Damim, which we're saying that's what Ula's talking about, Bar Pada was arguing even about Kedushat Damim and was saying it's lo paka bichdi, right? It's only Ula was saying Kedushat. Is this an absolute raya against Bar Pada? The Gemara has been asking. It seems to be accepting the fact that no, Bar Pada can still get out of this. Can he get out of this? It is only a question about to Rava. Because what we're saying to Rava is, you shouldn't have said that the difference between Kedushat Isha and this case is that one is Kedushat Aguf and one is Kedushat Damim. Even Kedushat Aguf has pinyon. Now, what about indeed the case of Kedusha Isha? Are we arguing on that? Abaye is saying, I can prove to you that even Kedushat Aguf is Paka Bichdi. So in other words, does that mean that Abaye actually holds that if somebody says, today you are my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, that that's okay? I mean, the Gemara seems to take it for granted that that's ridiculous. I mean, a woman can't... And the Rishonim actually contrast the two cases. Says you can never be Yotze, and you can't be Yotze to lo get. There's no such thing as doing this. So how do we explain that difference? First, let's handle that difference. I mean, Rava, the only thing that Rava had, his only comeback to Rav Amnuna from Kedusha Isha was, well, but that's Kedushat Aguf. I'd agree with you about Kedushat Aguf. So when Abaye says, no, you're wrong. Kedushat Aguf is also Paka Bichdi. What is Abaye going to do about the woman?
So in case of yours, the seven times, say it's limited. Does this have to do with these spouses, Kedusha, that you can't set a time in it? Once she's a wife, that's why you need it, because...
I wouldn't use his Pashtus Kedusha as the correct words. No. So the difference, Iran has a beautiful, beautiful analysis of the difference. It's really brilliant. There's things in Iran that are just... What he says is like this. Look. Kinyonim in general have two levels, right? Generally, you have the Kedushas Damim, you have Kedushas Aguf. That's what we're talking about. If you make a Kedushat Hegdesh, which is only Lizman, the reason that it's only Lizman, that's the whole point. It becomes the equivalent of Kedushat Damim. For instance, this is the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says, look, there's cases where nobody's going to argue with you about that it's only for time. Where? Stay mikna. You bought a field in the time that the yovel is nayeh. You only have rights to use that field until the time of yovel, right? And if you go ahead and you're magdish that field, obviously you can't be magdish more than is yours. So then by definition, the kedusha is going to be punk. There's no way out of it. Nobody could argue on that because you didn't own more than that in it. Says the Ran, we see that whenever we don't have a kinyan forever, it's by definition a kinyan peirot. Where do we see this? The Gemara compares all of kinyanim of fields during the time that Yovel is noeh to kinyan peirot. So there's two fundamentally different types of kinyanim. Kinyanim of peirot, which means you don't really own the thing. You own the thing for its use. And then you have ownership of a thing. As long as you're going to have to give something back at Yovel, we can't claim that you own the thing. You own the rights to use it till Yovel. If you really owned it, how could we steal it from you in Yovel? So therefore, the Gemara calls this a kedushat peirot. Now, such a thing exists.
Would that be equivalent of leasing?
It's something like a lease, but it's only damim, right? Leasing can actually be a kinyan haguf. By a woman, we don't find the concept of a kinyan, which is peirot, which would be only ladami. The definition of marriage is that there's a relationship of the guf. Therefore, if you try to limit it in time, what you're essentially saying is, I want a non-existent type of kinyan on an isha. That doesn't exist. On hekdesh, it does exist. So since it does exist, when you limit the time which you're being mafshir, it boils down to the equivalent of peirot, which now becomes ladami. But you can't have that on an isha, so you don't have that option. That's all. So in actuality, what Rava should have said is that there's a difference between the kedushat haguf on an isha, which can never be lizman, because there's no such thing as a kinyan peres or kinyan domim on an isha, and you can have it by hegdish. But instead, Rava put his foot in his mouth, because what he said was, well, there's no comparison because this is kedushat domim, which implied that kedushat haguf would not be able to be paka. So Pai says, look, I don't like the way you said that, because even kedushat haguf could be paka. And we're focusing here on the problem of Rava's language. Now, how about Bar Poda? Bar Poda seems to be up to creek without a paddle, because definitely saying over here that it becomes out of Ola and into a Shlomim. How did that happen, according to Bar Poda? If Bar Poda says you're always going to need to be Poda, this is a question whether the pinyon is going to be Chal. So the Ran explains that according to Bar Poda, there's nothing to prevent us to say that at the end of Shloshim Yom, the guy was Poda the Ola. What's wrong? Just as if, so what's the Chiddush? Still a tremendous Chiddush. Because if I say La'achah Shloshim Yom, it should be a Shlomi. And right now it's an Ola. How can I make an Ola Shlomi? So I would say that, look, that's meaningless. You said it's now an Ola for 30 days. Since until you're poided, it's basically an ayla forever, according to Bar Poda, how can you make it a shlami? So the chiddush is that those words, and after 30 days it should be shlami, the moment that I'm poided, it's chal at that time.
Anytime after 30 days.
Exactly. So in other words, it's not as if it's bought to legamris. That's a big chiddush. There's nothing that forces us to say that Bar Poda is wrong from you. But Rava, I mean, Rav is trying to get out of it by saying the difference between Kedushat Haguf and Kedushat Domim. He's got a problem. So now he says, no, I don't have a problem. Who says this isn't Kedushat Domim? And indeed, Kedushat Domim would be Paka, because I don't like Ula. I mean, I never agreed with Bar Poda. I was coming to answer Ula against Rav Amnuna's attack, right? So therefore, I have no problem. Says the Gemara, you still have a problem. Because you're claiming that the case over here is a Kedushat Domim case. What are you going to do with the next case? Yochim HaSeifa. The same braita continues on with a different case, which on the surface seems basically the same as this case, which is li'achar shloshim yom ola. After 30 days it should be an ola, but now it should be a shlami. Right, so what's the point of that extra case? So i'amrit bishleim achada b'kedushat haguf, achada b'kedushat damim. You're going to tell me that one of the cases indeed is kedushat haguf and one is kedushat damim. So then it makes sense. Hainu d'itzrich le'latana l'mitnei tarte. Therefore, the Tana wants to clarify by adding another case. And by the way, just in case you were thinking that you could explain away my first case by saying it was kedushat damim, I'm going to give you another case. In this case, what are you going to say? It's the same case? Because Salka Daita Chamina, this should say, Kedushat Damim Paka Bichdi. But Kedushat Aguvlo Paka Bichdi. Am Tulahaki. Because of that, Tani Tarte to clarify, the Sefer now clarifies the Resh. But Eliyam Adidimidi Kedushat Damim? According to you, Rava, both cases are Kedushat Damim. Can you explain to me what the point is? Lamale Lamit Nitarte. I mean, isn't it obvious? Hashti Yesh Lomami Kedushach Amaral Kedushach Kala. If you started off with an Ola and turned it into a Shlomi, where you're going downhill, and nonetheless, that's fine. You're saying, Paka, if the Kedusha disappears, obviously, you've got to tell me the other direction. Well, I want to make it even more holy. that starts off now as a shlomim and then becomes an olah, for sure that should be good. I'm going up. Why can't I add kedusha? Now, what's the point of saying that? Now, once this is true, Papad is in big trouble. Because, forget about Rava. Okay, so Rava, his language is wrong. Papad, his whole pshat is kaput. Because, see, Bishlam, if we were talking up until now that it was Kedushas Damim, we could get around Barpada's problem by saying, who said it's not talking about if you were Paydat? You were Paydat. But if we're talking about Kedushas Aguf, you can't be Paydat. There's no opinion on Kedushas Aguf. So we're talking about you were Paydat? So you see from here, if even Kedushas Aguf is Paka without Pidyon, so how in the world can Barpada get away with saying that if you said Achi Katsetsu, you're still going to have to be Poded after Achi Katsetsu? The only thing Achi Katsetsu meant was that at least then I'll be able to be Paydat. What do you mean? You don't need to be Paydat. Rule is 100% right from this Braita. Is that clear? You don't look like it's clear. You look like it's about as clear as mud.
I think it's going to be clear. It's going to be without a full chazar and going through with the Ran, with the Rush.
Ron, Rush, what are you confusing yourself for? You've been peeking again? That's it, to make yourself cuckoo instead of listening. You're very straightforward. So until now we had an out for Bar Pada. As long as we're talking about Kedushas Damim, Bar Pada can always say you're talking about Pidyon. But if I'm proving to you that you've got Kedushat Haguf, and that too is Paka Bechdis, then he doesn't have a leg to stand on. So now obviously Kedushas Damim is going to be Paka Bechdi, and he can't claim that it's talking about Pidyon. Says the Gemara. So in other words, Bar Pada is wrong. The only way to understand the Mishnah is the way Yul understands the Mishnah. That Achi Katsetsu means you can be Paydat, and Achashi Katsetsu, you don't have to be Paydat. Amar of Papa, I'll tell you what Bar Pada would say to you. The way to understand this is that the Braisa is coming to tell me a brilliant chiddush. And it's saying like this. You have to ask yourself, why do you reverse things in the second case? In the first case it says, Shorza ola kol shloshim yom, la'akha shloshim yom shlamim. In this case you first said, li'akha shloshim yom ola, u'mi'akshav shlamim. Now, isn't that a little strange? Why do it in that direction? Why don't you just say the same case, except reverse the oil and the shlomi? Say it should be a shlomi, it should be an oil now, and then, a shlomi now, and then an oil. What do you say? It should be an oil, and then it should be a shlomi from now. There's a hint here that something is different. Something is different. So I'm going to tell you what this really means, says Bar Pada. You see, when it says over here, that in such a case, it would be an oila l'achar shloshim yom. It means if you hadn't said me'achshav shlamim, it would be an oila l'achar shloshim yom. That's what it means. So what it's telling me is, and this is a tremendous chiddush, Hokikoma, im lo amar me'achshav, then, if he wouldn't have said me'achshav shlamim, then indeed l'achar shloshim yom, it would have been an oila. And that would be the same as telling a woman, to tell a woman, you be Mekudeshet to me after 30 days, that she would be Mekudeshet at that time, after the 30 days. So here too, it would have been an Ola, except that you messed things up by saying, let it be a Shlomim now. How did you mess things up by saying, let it be a Shlomim now? Aha! That's exactly what I've claimed all along. Because what I'm telling you is, if indeed it starts off as a shlomi, there's no way that it can ever be paka. It's going to continue to be a shlomi. And therefore, first of all, you need to know, why does it say it in this funny way? Why not just go straight ahead and say, if you say, this should be a shlomi, m'lach ha'shloi shemiyom, it becomes a shlomi, m'lach ha'shloi shemiyom. It's coming to tell you a tremendous number of chidushim over here, okay? First of all, it's telling you that. It's telling you you can make something in Erla 30 days from now, okay? What the chiddush is in that, why I would think it's different than Anisha, we'll see. Furthermore, it's telling me that only if you hadn't said me Achshav Shlomi, But if you do semi-arch of Shlomi, then it will not become an Eila, which teaches me, number one, Kedush Zagruf is not Paka Bifti. Right? In other words, there's no way to get rid of it. There's no way for it to change its identity. And it's furthermore telling you that this is not a case in which you can sort of add Kedusha and turn a Shlomim into an Eila. That even changing from a Shlomim into an Eila is impossible. Even the Kedusha of a Shlomim, which is Kal, because it's Kachim Kali, cannot be turned into a Kedusha's Eila because there's no way for it to be Poka. Okay? So what this tells me, now, you should know, furthermore, that it's even in the case where you didn't say Shor Zeh Shlomim, V'yachar Kach Eila, what's the Chiddush? Because if you said first Shor Zeh Shlomim, I would say, ah, okay, I understand, once you made Shlomim, so then the Kedusha now has nothing to stop it, and basically you've given the whole thing over to Shlomim. But if you said first it should be an Eila after 30 days, now there you would certainly think, okay, now there's a built-in end to the Shlomim, okay, so certainly in that case, we're not going to say that the Kedusha just spreads, it has a built-in end to its Kedusha Shlomim. So over there, I would certainly think that just because I made it Shlomim, therefore the Eila can't be Chal. Kambashvel, even in such a case where it was first an Eila, after 30 days, the moment that I make it into a Shlomim, the Kedusha of the Shlomim takes over now and doesn't allow the Eila to be Chal. That's why it's reversed. Now, that's a big Chiddush. So it's coming to tell me all of these, which all works out perfectly well, Shitati. The Kedusha is not Pakar Bifati. As far as the Reish is concerned, I said the Reish is talking about Kedusha Domi. And he was paid it, no problem. But in this case, the Chidushim are all Chidushim in terms of Kedusha Saguf, it's not Paka Bichdi. So therefore, you shouldn't think it's only where first it starts off as a Kedusha Shlomi before he even made it an Eila. No. Even in this case, Kedusha Shlomi is Deicha, the Eila from being Chal Bichlal. Which is fantastic. So this is a big Kiddush. Now, says the Gemara, continues the Gemara. So now maybe Rava may be messed up. I have no problems. If Rava insists on learning the Braita Kipshuto, fine. So then he'll have to be Metaken his Loshen to Rav Amnuna. And say to Rav Amnuna, an Isha is not the same thing as Hagdash. Okay? Explain it. Explain it however you want. But I don't think that the Braita means what Rava thinks it means anyway. Certainly doesn't mean what Abaya thinks. And it's actually supportive of me in every way. It's coming to tell me that Kedusha is not Paka Bichti, and it's telling me Bik Kedusha and how Kedusha is not Paka Bichti. Now you'll say, so what's the Kiddush, by the way, about the Acher Shloshim Yom? Why would it be different than Hegdish? Pshita? It's not Pshita! Because how about if in the middle of the period, before it became an Eila, I changed my mind? How about then? So I make it a Hegdish. I said, the Hegdish should be Chalat Shloshim Yom. Then 10 days later, I said, forget about it. I don't want it to be Hegdish. How about over there? So lo tzvicha da hadar beit. So therefore, it's coming now to tell me that that is now very different, and it doesn't help to have Charata. Wait a minute. Einicha l'man d'yomer eina chozeret. How about l'man d'yomer chozeret ba'ikel meima? Wait a second. But that's a, is that a machlokas by an Isha? Can she change her mind? Right? You said to her, you be my wife after 30 days. She accepts the money. And now, 10 days later, she gets into a fight with the guy and says, forget it, it's off. Is it off or is it over?
Done.
It's already done. So that's a machlokas there in Kedusha. I mean, how can you say that the bride is taking for granted and nobody thought about that? I mean, this is a machlokas, whether you could be, she could be chozeret. Says Bar Potter, that's the whole point, you see. That even a feel l'man d'yomar, hatam chozeret, when it comes to an isha. Yeah, you can say she's chozeret, but is that's the whole point of the chiddush over here. That when it comes to hegdash, you cannot change your mind. Why? Hocha shayni. The amirato legavoa kemesirato lehediot. Now, actually, that's insufficient. That klal simply means that when you make a commitment to Hegdesh, it's as if you already handed it over. But the case with the Isha, you already did hand it over. But the, you the, gave her the money.
But it's the woman who's changing her mind. In the example given, mm-hmm. it's the woman who's changing her mind.
Yeah, so?
In the other case, it's the okay. he's given it. Is there no difference there?
Why would there be?
Well, one is the...
You need to have a das. You need to have a das on Maknet. She's being Maknet herself.
I give this Hekdesh. And then I just say, no, I'm not going to make this Hekdesh.
But she is the Maknet. She's giving over herself to this guy, and now she's deciding, I'm not giving myself over to this guy. Over here, this guy's giving over the behemoth to Hekdesh.
Right.
So in both cases, the one who wants to be Maknet changes his mind.
Okay.
So now the question over here is, why is this indeed more than the Isha? There was Misira to the Isha. What do you mean? It's when you say it, the Gavur, it's as if you gave it. So, the case for the woman is you gave it, and anyway I'm saying she could be Choseret. So why is this better? Explains the Ran that when we say over here, Amiratola Gavot, Misiratola Hediot, what we're actually saying is that it's even better. It's as if, when we're saying it's Kemisira Me'achshav. In a case where you say Me'achshav, then for sure you can't change your mind. Because that's what the Me'achshav does. It just means that the Chalot will take place later, but it starts now. So then, okay, now it's not up to you. Now, meanwhile, Rav Ovin and Rav Yitzchak Bar Rebbe, Yosef, Rav Ovin and Rav Yitzchak Bar Rebbe, in front of Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Yirmiya was sitting in Richie's seat. The common name named Rabbi Yirmiyah. So here the Talmidim were basically speaking in front of him, Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yitzchak. And he's sleeping, so they let him sleep.
Well, he was a teacher.
Yeah. Amre. So they said to each other, Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, the way Barpada is understanding this, Le Barpada de Omer, Padan Chazrot Ukotshot. You said Barpada in the Mishnah holds that even if you'll be paid it, you're right back again to being Hagdish, right? So now that basically addresses the Abaya of Rav Oshaya that we never had a proof to. Nobody told us what the halach would be. The Abaya of Rav Oshaya was, in a case where a guy gives two prutot to a woman, and he wants to be mocked in the maka to the refuah to the maka, so what happened over here is he says, okay, now I want you to be my wife, and if I divorce you, I want you to be remarry me with the next prutot. He really wants to make life hard on himself.
Insurance policy.
So he gives two prutot, and he says, okay, Be'achat, he says, itkachi li le'yom, one of these prutot is for today's kedushin. The other pruta is that you should be my wife after I give you a get. As he knows his temperament. So, be'achat, itkachi li le'achar she'agar she'ch. So now, Rav Oshaya wasn't sure whether that would help, because Lamaisa, once he divorces her, since he can't make her his wife now, then, so how could he do it now for then? But isn't that exactly Barpara's case? The guy makes it Hegdash, he's paid it, and right now he can make it Hegdash for when it's after he was paid it. So that's like saying, I'm going to make you my wife after I'm a garish. Well, Rabbi Yirmiyah was certainly not going to sleep through that. So it's Arba or Rabbi Yirmiyah. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah got up to them for that. My mother, wait a minute over here. Am I going to meet them? You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing a case of Padan Hu, where the guy himself goes out and he's pode, to a case where somebody else was pode. What do you think would happen if somebody else was pode that's from Hegdash? Now, obviously, it doesn't become Hegdash when the other guy's pode. I can't make it Hegdash after someone else pays Hegdash for it, that's for sure. What do you think would happen if that guy would now come over to me and say, you know, I know this was yours, I'm giving it back to you. So do you think at that point that it comes back to me, at that point do we become Kodesh, because before the other guy had been paid it, I had given now my Achi Kotzitzu. No, no way, because there was a point already where it left my Rishus, and there was no way that it was in my hands to affect that kind of thing. I can't affect the Kedusha on somebody else's thing. And the moment somebody else takes it, my whole story is finished. That's for sure. I can't be magdish something in somebody else's hand. Well, if a woman gets a get, that's exactly the same thing as somebody else being paid at. Basically, she's gone into her own rishus. So you'll say, I mean, okay, but she was mekabela that. That doesn't matter. Because she can't make the kinyan. A woman cannot be magdisha herself. She can only accept the kedusha. But he doesn't have in his power now to affect such a kinyan from before because she's now in her own rishus. Therefore, what you're comparing is absolutely not comparable. Didn't Hachyam Rabbi Yochanan that the whole case according to Bar Pada, it's not, I mean, he is the absolute Bar Pada. They didn't call him that for nothing, right? He teaches us all about Pada. So if Padan who Chozrot, indeed, if he would be Pada, Chozrot v'kadoshot, but Paduma Cherim, somebody else gets in the middle, even if that guy gives it back to him, according to Bar Pada, so then it doesn't work. In Chozrot v'kadoshot, how can I be magdish something for somebody else? And the case of an Isha who gets a get is that's exactly the same as if somebody else had been poted because she goes into her own rishos. Ijbar nami, and indeed, Omer Abami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela shepad anhu avopad umacherim. Even the way we're understanding the Mishnah, like Bar Pada, ein chozrot ukedoshot. And so now to review our Mishnah. So we now have two pirushim in the last piece of the Mishnah. Bar Pada's approach and Ula's approach. At least this was the way that we said most of the Shitas learn. It works out very nicely. And there's backing for it in the Yerushalmi. There was that other pshat by the Rajba that Ula was only disagreeing on the last piece. But basically, let's stick with this approach. So that according to Bar Pada, when a guy says, this should be Kadosh Achi Katsetsu, what he's saying is, there's no way Ein paidim, ein lan paidim, means there's no way to be paid enough, because they'll be kadosh again. After you got say to, then yesh lan paidim, and you can go ahead and be paid. Ula says, doesn't mean anything of the sort. If he says, achi got say to, when it says over there, that ein lan paidim, the meaning over there is that they don't need opinion after she got say to. That's all it means. And the goof of the chiddush of the Mishnah, is that giving a time limit to the amount of kedusha that you're giving is perfectly valid because the kedusha will be pokaf if the. Those are the two approaches to the Mishnah. Now, about the halacha in terms of kedusha pokaf if the, what we ended up doing is bringing a raya that, at least according to Rava, Abaya proves it. Rava doesn't argue out his way out of the case, that we really have to distinguish between three cases. We have a case of an Isha. An Isha who is Mekudeshet cannot be Paka Bichdi. There's no way for you to set a time limit in which a get won't be necessary and you just have a bride for a day. Because, the way the Ran understands it, because there's no such thing as less than a full Kinyan Aguf. There's no Kinyan Perot on an Isha. There's no Kinyan of Domim on an Isha. That type of Isha is called a prostitute, not a wife. The nature, That's a kinyan damim. That's a kinyan of perot. I want to use you. But in terms of marriage is only kedushat aguf, equivalent of a kedushat aguf, without any limitations, and therefore requires gerushin in order to get rid of. Now, there's two other types of kedusha, where we have kedushat damim, we have kedushat aguf on a hegdash, where over there, a kinyan perot is actually a possibility. In that case, we find that Bar Pada says there's no such thing as a kedusha that's paka bichdi, not kedushas domi, and also the not kedusha taguf. As a matter of fact, says Bar Pada, even a kedusha taguf, which you would think is going upwards, so that you want to change it from a shlomim to an ola is not paka bichti. And I'll tell you even more than that. Even in a case where initially there was a built-in boundary to the time at which it would be kadosh b'kedusha shlomi, because I first said it should be an ola l'achar shloshim yom, even there, once it becomes a shlomim, it doesn't allow for the kedusha's ola to be chal. So I say nothing will be paka bichti. The other way of understanding it is the way that Rav understands it, is that indeed Kedushas Domim is Paka Bechadi, and the way Abai understands it and proves, at least to Rav, to the satisfaction of everyone besides Rav Papa and Bar Pada over here, is that there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf, and Kedushas Aguf will indeed be Paka Bechadi, and you can make something first a Shlomim and then an Ayla, or first an Ayla and then a Shlomim, and that's not a problem. So these are essentially the different elements that we have in limitations of either actual Kedusha, if we learn it's talking about Mamish Nidre Hegdesh, or Konamais, where there's a Konam Klali, and a Konam Klali, Aliva de Rabbi Meir, has all of the Dinim of Hegdesh in terms of Dinim of Me'ila and Dinim of Pidyon. Harei Nitiyote Elu Korban, Ulo Olam, Omar Bar Pada, what it means is that until Yikatsetsu, Padan Chazrotu Kidoshot, Padan Chazrotu Kidoshot, Aj Yikatsetsu, once they're Nixitsu, Podan Pa'amachat Vidaya. Vuulamar, Kimach Nixitsu, Shuven Podim. There's no Podan, there's no need. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. Einlan Pidyon means there's no need for Pidyon. Omalai Revam Nuna. How can you say that? Kedusha Shemen Ne'echan Alcha, Umaylo Amal Isha, Yomad Ishti, Namachar Yat Ishti, Minafke Blog Yet. Omalai Rava, what does that have to do with anything? Mikom Adam Vita, Kedusha Tamim, Lo Kedusha Taguf, Kedusha Tamim, Pak Abichdi, Kedusha Taguf, Lo Pak Abichdi, Omalai Abaya, Ve Kedusha Taguf, Lo Pak Abichdi, Ve Atan Yishor Ze Ola, Ko Shloshim Yom, Lach Shloshim Yom Shlamim, Ko Shloshim Yom Ola, Lach Shloshim Yom Shlamim, Amai, isn't it Kedusha Taguf, you know? And yet it's paka bichdi. Nah, it's rov achmai iskinan. The amar ledami. Obviously, it had to be a balmum, otherwise it would have been nitfas by the mizbeah. But you said ledami. Iachi ema seifa liach shloshim yom ola umeach shav shlamim iamit bishleim achada bekdushat aguf vechada bekdushat damim. That would explain an isra letana lemitne taite. Because if he hadn't said the second case. So Saka Daira Kamina Kedushat Damim Paka Bigdi, but Kedushat Aguv Lo Paka Bigdi, so I'm Tolachi Tana Tarti, Alegi Amritini Viri Kedushat Damim. What's the point? Salama Lumente Tarti. I mean, is it obvious? Ashti Shlomo Kedushat Hamura. Start off as an oil, it can turn into a shlomi, and it's still Paka, so obviously the Kedushat Kalalo Kedushat Hamura, where you want to turn it from a shlomi into an oil, of course, Chikalameima. Shall we indeed say that besides making problems for Rava, that this now is a fatal blow to Bar Pada's approach? Because if Kedushat Aguf is Paka Bichdi, Koshke Kedushat Domim is Paka Bichdi. He says, Lo Paka Bidusha Bichdi at all. Amar of Papa, no. Amar of Bar Pada, Ozikamar. If it hadn't been for the fact that you said, Miachav Shlamim, then Leach or Shlashim Yom would have been an Ayla. The truth is, by the way,
I didn't tell you, but isn't really all that pshita unless you already know in advance that amirato legavoa ke mesirato leadiot, because it's basically just a promise. So why is it the same at all? So the Ran says, indeed, we always knew that amirato legavoa, but we didn't know the extra piece that is even better because it's the equivalent of me'achshav. That's the part that we didn't know. But in Afinami, even when we asked pshita, we were already relying on the fact that the only way this could work was through the idea of amirato legavoa kemesirato leadiot. What's the matter? Too much rest on Shabbos? Too many great grandchildren coming to visit? I don't know, you have to ask the expert. Can I not? So, anyway, getting back to our review of you. So, I'm a leashit kachemi, that pshita. Let's see, the hot arbeit. Any lamani omer chazeret? El lamani omer chazeret, what's he going to do over here with the Mishnah Michael Amima? Afilu man yomer also by kedushin that choseret hachashayni damiratolo gavok and mesiratolo adyot, and even the equivalent of saying me'achshav dami yotiv rebavim rebbe yitzchak rebbe kamei rebbe yirmiyah. V'kamenam neim rebbe yirmiyah yotiv gamre. Well, now that Bar Poda has said that pada'an choserot kedushot, now we can be poshet the abaya of Rav Hoshaya hanoten shtei putot liisha. So now you see that indeed that would work. But paduma acherim, even if gets back into his rishus, ain chozrot u'kedoshot, and obviously an isha after her get is kibbuto ua cherim damia, not just in her own rishus. It manami am rabami am rabbi Yochanan, lo shano ala shepada an hu, avu padu acherim, en chazrotu kedoshot.